the damn roads. That has been the refrain from Gretchen Whitmer as a candidate and as a governor now. And yet, we seem no closer today to finding a mechanism to fund the exorbitant cost of fixing the roads of Michigan. They have deteriorated to such a point that, yes, it'll take massive investment. Somewhere we're going to get an additional bill in addition to what the Snyder administration put together. There's more that needs to be done. Most people agree on that. The question is, how do we get there? And right now it doesn't look like the Democrats are even on the same page. Some House Democrats, led by Christine Gregg of Farmington Hills, say it's time to jack up taxes on companies in Michigan from 6%, I believe, to 8.5%. It's also time to target those with heavier trucks, target the trucking companies. I wonder if it includes MDOT. Joining me from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, here is Rich Studley, President and Chief Executive Officer. Rich, good Monday morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. Last week's developments in the State House were confusing at best. The House Minority Leader, Christine Gregg, a Democrat from Farmington in Farmington Hills, said she was confused. After reading the House Democratic plan to fix the roads, we're confused too. The biggest surprise last week was House Democrats outlined a plan that does not include the governor's proposed 45-cent increase in motor fuel taxes. Later in the day, they flipped and flopped and zigged and zagged and said, well, maybe they were in favor of the governor's tax increase, but no one in their caucus has introduced a bill. I think it suggests a lack of planning, a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding on the part of House Democrats. That's part of the challenge we have when you have inexperienced legislative leaders. Christine Gregg is in her last term, and it's pretty clear that she's more focused on the November 2020 election instead of being part of solving the problem.
So, okay, I mean, here's what I'm seeing. What are we, 5-6 months into the new administration of Gretchen Whitmer? Here recently, we've seen Dana Nessel go rogue on Enbridge, and now we're seeing Ms. Gregg go rogue on roads along with other Democrats. Does Gretchen Whitmer, and fair question, does she have control of her administration? I mean, it looks like a lot of chaos from where I'm standing.
The state constitution is clear. The executive authority rests with the governor. We can only have one governor at a time. At the Michigan Chamber, we're still hopeful that Governor Whitmer will be the responsible public policy problem-solving governor that we think she can be. But Attorney General Dana Nessel seems to be running energy policy, and House Democrats took a sharp turn to the left. Their proposal, instead of using user fees that are guaranteed and protected under the state constitution, it's clear that the House Democrats have a fondness for general tax increases. A couple of weeks ago, they proposed a massive income tax increase on wealthy people who earn more than $75,000 a year. You can see what their definition of the millionaire's tax is. Unhappy with that, they proposed an income tax increase on small business owners. They want to return to the days of double taxation of small business owners, and they also want to increase the corporate income tax. The real danger in this scheme, and I think they've tipped their hand now, their preference for large general tax increases, is there's nothing to prevent the legislature from raising those taxes to fix the roads one year, and then after the election, spending it on welfare or prisons or pay increases for lawmakers, whatever they would like.
And so, I think you nailed it right there, Rich, because that, when I talk to people, what you just said is spot on. People would be okay with paying more to fix the roads. I've talked to people, I'd pay more, but they never use it for that. We put it out there for roads, and then it ends up over here and over here. That is the biggest single complaint I think I hear. You nailed it.
Well, that's the scam. That's the tax shift shell game that House Democrats want to play. Say that they're raising income taxes to fix the roads and then spend it on something else. That's why the Michigan Chamber and other responsible business groups support user fees. The House Democratic leader, Christine Gregg, has said they're not proportional, quote unquote. That comment just demonstrates a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding. With gas and diesel taxes, the more you drive, the more you pay. With diesel taxes, a majority of those taxes are paid by business, large commercial vehicles that travel more, pay more. So her claim that they're not proportional is simply false. I would suggest to your listeners, look around your home, look around your business, and try to identify anything that at one point along the way didn't come to you by truck. What Democrats proposed with a $69 million increase on truck drivers and truck operators is a hidden tax on small business owners and working families. So we know where the shell game is coming from,
sure.
And it's Christine Gregg and House Democrats.
And real quickly, would that have, any impact? MDOT vehicles are heavy vehicles that are road users. I mean, would there be any implication to the MDOT vehicles that run the roads in Michigan that are often heavy vehicles, if that's the real concern?
They would be tax exempt, but at a time when we're talking about spending more to fix the roads, making construction equipment that travels on the roads more expensive is counterproductive. We also use heavy vehicles in manufacturing to ship parts and equipment. We also use heavy vehicles in agribusiness and forest products as well. So, again, other examples of how the House Democratic tax shift shell game is just not well thought out. It's really a very deceptive and counterproductive plan.
Right now, to me, it appears that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is fairly weak. It seems that others are directing policy, whether it be the Attorney General or Democrats in the House directing policy, and I'm concerned about where we go from here. I've got 20 seconds for the last word for you, Rich.
We hope the governor will reassert her leadership role. I think if we're going to fix the roads, like on car insurance, serious policymaking needs to start with more experienced and more capable lawmakers in the state Senate.
Agreed. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. And I am concerned. The governor seems weak right now. Where do we go from here? Well, we go to the next section here on the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.